on now? Okay, I've never done this with a mic. Do you know we all have a guardian angel? Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about my guardian angel. When I was just a little girl, and I don't remember this, my parents told me this story when I got older. So it was before I was 3 years old. And we lived on a farm in the state of Montana. That's a long ways away, and it is. I do remember something about the farm. I remember there was a river. And I remembered there were cottonwood trees. Well, when we moved to that farm, there was only one building. And I understand it was a granary before it became our house. But my daddy went down by the river and chopped down the trees, those cottonwood trees. And one morning, he went because we needed a barn for the animals when winter came. And one morning, my mother dressed me. Now, this is not little like I was, but I found a pair of coveralls. And that's what she dressed me in. But my coveralls were little. And they took me out, they had a wagon, and they had a team of horses. A team is how many? Two horses. And one of those horses, I remember the name later, was Star. There's a lot of horses named Star, I understand. But that horse was Star. And they set me in a box. Wow. And they took that box and they put it in the wagon. And we went down, I rode in the wagon down to where my daddy had cut those trees. And I sat in that box. Now, that's not the same box. I just brought it for an illustration. Well, my dad, I must have played down there where they were loading the logs onto the wagon. And when they had all those big logs loaded on the wagon, and they had the team all ready to go, they set my box up on top of the load of logs. And what do you think happened? Oh, you're ahead of me. The horses jerked and they went on, but I, box and all, went to the ground. And I'm sure I started to cry. And my dad stopped the team. And they scooped me up and took me to the car. And my dad opened the car door. My mother said, because I think they were taking me to the hospital. But mom said, no. Let me check her over, because I was bleeding, and most likely from my mouth. That I'm not sure, and can't ask anybody. But when Mother checked my arms, my legs, and there was nothing seemed to be wrong with me, but I was bleeding. And Mother said she looked on my coveralls, and right there, the wagon wheel went right down the front of my coveralls. It was as if somebody had just pulled those coveralls out like this, and it just ran right down the front of my coveralls. Do you think I had a guardian angel? I know I did, because that heavy load of logs didn't run over my arms, my legs, my head, my body. It only ran down the front of my coveralls. And my life was saved by a guardian angel. My husband and I were talking about this story last night, and he said, it must have been an awfully strong box. And there was a reason I was in a box, because it may have protected me some too. But I know the angel kept my everything whole. And I didn't have to go to the hospital. It was just a little tiny hospital in a little tiny town. Let's talk to Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful these children can be here today. Guide and bless them. And please send your guardian angels to care for them too. Amen.
As the kids are going back to their seats, I fail to share that for any of who took pictures of the dedication, we kindly ask that you not post them on the internet as them being foster children. There are laws in regards to that. And so thank you so much for your understanding.